Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I've not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive da-da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa enough to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive da-da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Warrior star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance.
Hello, and welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned. But boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about here. This will, hopefully, be a safe space for all the new mamas to celebrate their triumphs and to share and sort out their epic fails. So let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Millennial Mama. My guest today is Dr. Pinky Patel, a clinical pharmacist, bodybuilder, certified personal trainer, and CEO of the Snapback, an app that helps women get into shape during and after pregnancy. In this episode, Pinky talks in detail about postpartum health and how you can start your journey no matter when you gave birth. Are you excited? Let's begin. Hi, Pinky. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad we could finally make this work in our busy schedule.
Yes. And, Pinky, I have been following you for a while and you are such an inspiration, looking at your workout, looking at how consistent you are and how, more than that, how real you are, you know, when you are not working out as well. I just wanted to understand from you, because you focus so much on pre and postnatal health, even with the Snapback. Can you bust some myths when it comes to postpartum fitness?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the reason why I did it is because there's so many women that approach postpartum fitness thinking that they should do things one way. That's absolutely not the case. So I guess number one, the first myth is everyone tries to jump and do, you know, the sit-ups and the crunches and the planks, because guess what? Every mom is always overly concerned about, you know, you guessed it, the stomach area. So we look at the stomach and we approach it with all these conventional exercises like planks and sit-ups and leg lifts and anything that adds intra-abdominal pressure. But that is the absolute opposite way of approaching it, because you grew a baby for 9 months. So it's whenever the baby grows, there's a lot of inner muscles you don't see that move, right? So when the baby grows, your stomach is expanding. And kind of think of it as like a balloon or maybe like a can of biscuits or something. And your muscles are going to separate. So whenever they separate, you can't really see it, right? Like in your naked eye, you just see your pudgy stomach, or you just see like, oh, this mom pooch, what is this? You know, but you have to kind of rehab it from the inside out. And so doing things like, I talk about this a lot, belly breathing, diaphragmatically breathing. That's something where it's super easy, super gentle, and it's something you can start whenever you feel up for it right after you have the baby. It's not hard at all. It's just adapting the firing the right muscles by breathing correctly. And that is what you should do first instead of doing crunches and planks. That is one of the myths.
Okay.
So another one would be that you have to wait until 6 weeks. And, you know, in the US, what they generally recommend is waiting until 6 weeks to be cleared, if you will, quote unquote, to do exercises. Yeah. And what ends up happening is women just don't do anything. And then at 6 weeks, they're like, oh, my doctor told me that I can exercise. So then they're like, wait, let me just go back to what I was doing before. So that could be anything. It could be CrossFit. They could be sprinting. They could be running. So that's not advised either, because you should start maybe rehabbing before instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing before. Because your body is, there's so much going on, like your pelvic floor. You could, people pee on themselves postpartum and they're like, wait, why is this happening? And it's like, you should have rehabbed before you jumped to your old workout at 6 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So Pinky, I'm going to ask you something here. Okay. Because when you're saying all this, it really rings a bell with me. So someone who hasn't really been consistent with working out ever. Okay. Now after after delivery, your body is completely out of shape. Like, you know, your boobs are hanging, they're huge, your stomach, your arms, everything. So what do you recommend a beginner to, like, how do you start with a little bit to focus on your health?
Yeah, just even a little bit. I feel like I do this with my consulting, and which I've started to revamp again. And I do this even, I even say the Snapback app, you know, because in the beginning of that app for 6 whole weeks, there's no weight training involved. And so it's very gentle. And for somebody who is completely, like, I have women on there that have started at 6 to 18 months postpartum, because I always say that postpartum is forever. You know, and if you've never, like you said, your body is changed forever after you have a baby. So, and that's good. That's fine. Like, why are we trying to go back to something else? We should come back even stronger, right? So there's a lot of women that have babies that actually get in better shape postpartum than they did before. And my number one tip is understanding, learning nutrition, because nutrition at the end of the day is 80% of what your results are going to be based off of how good you are with nutrition, and learning kind of what you like, making sure your pelvic floor, that, so nutrition is one piece, pelvic floor, who knows how each woman has delivered. You could have pushed and pushed and pushed. You could have had a third degree tear. You could have had a C-section, maybe get a physical therapist appointment and see what's going on down there, you know, and make sure that everything is good before you start putting hard exercises on your body, and go gentle and slow and find something that you enjoy. If you don't like it, you are not going to stick with it. And the biggest piece of advice I give is consistency. You know, I'm pretty honest. Like, you know, I do enjoy my foods. I do, you know, like occasional glasses of wine, like those things are not eliminated because that's what keeps me motivated. And so I, you know, I'll never push a fad like diet on people because it's not consistent. It's, if it's not consistent, you're going to do this thing, right? You're going to say, I'm going to lose this 10 pounds or 10 kilos. And then what? And then what do you do? Yeah. You know, so it's a lot of women in my, you know, decade of being in the fitness industry myself and doing a lot of things myself the wrong way and competing in bodybuilding. All of those learnings combined, what I've learned is if you don't love it, you're not going to stick with it. And don't, it's like, go for small goals, small things, right? If you've never done anything, be like, okay, maybe today I'm going to drink 100 ounces of water and I'm going to start this and I'm going to do this for 2 weeks, you know? And then you're like, I did it. And that keeps you, that keeps the momentum going versus being like, I'm going to lose 10 pounds this month. And then when you're like constantly getting on the scale, which I highly, highly do not recommend always weighing yourself, because as women, our weight fluctuates so much because of our hormones, when our period comes, water retention. Let's say over the weekend, you eat a lot of salty foods. And Monday morning, when you get on the scale, it's going to be high. You, maybe you're like, oh my God, I gained 6 pounds over the weekend. That's not possible. That's water weight. So constantly weighing yourself is going to also make you very not motivated. And so start small, have small goals, even like getting your water in. Don't weigh yourself all the time and find something you like.
This gives me hope. But Pinky, tell me, how did the idea for the snapback come about? What inspired you?
Okay. What inspired me is, you know, I've been a trainer for a long time, but I got the pre and postnatal training before I even got pregnant, because I was like, man, this is very interesting that women get pregnant and trainers, any trainer can train them. And so you should actually be speaking to a specialist because they have specialized training in that field. And so yeah. I learned all these things and then I applied them with my daughter. And the biggest reason why I started Snapback was for the community. It wasn't really like, oh, I want to rehab people. And, you know, it was because after I had my daughter, I felt extremely shocked at how much people don't talk about postpartum. And I had a hard time with breastfeeding. And I realized a year and a half later, I had postpartum anxiety. I didn't even know it. And it was a very lonely experience. You know, I was like, what bottle do I use? Who do I, because everyone I'm talking to seems such a perfect mom. So it came from an idea of a community. We're always community first. And then I built like, it would be nice if we could always have like, I mean, people aren't rehabbing. So women were coming to me and they're like, I'm having all these problems and I'm peeing on myself. And I'm like, well, what did you do? And they're like, well, I was 6 weeks. I started running my Orange Theory. I started sprinting. And then they were like, I didn't know I was supposed to do rehab. So even in the app, it was so important for me to build algorithms and really make it super detailed to where it's like, it asks you every 2 weeks, like, okay, are you feeling this? If you're feeling this, you need to go see X, Y, and Z. Like those things should be alert. So the community aspect started it initially because I felt like a need that women, there's so much out there for pregnancy and you're building your nursery, you're doing all these things, but what is there for postpartum? And
it's like the focus just moves on from the mother to the child after delivery. You know, the mom is
everyone's like running to the baby. And you're like, wait a minute. Whenever a child is born, a mother is born. If the mother can't mother, then there's no point, right? So your child cannot thrive if your mom is literally struggling. And so I'm like, let's build up our communities, you know?
That's really comforting. And you know, you mentioned postpartum anxiety. And actually, the next question I want to ask you is related to that. So a lot of women who face postpartum depression, anxiety, struggle with accepting that they are going through something, you know? As women, we always feel, what if you're overthinking about this, right?
So what
advice would you give to take care of your mental health postpartum? What are the steps that we should take?
Number one is acceptance, which I didn't, or maybe awareness is number one. So there's a lot of people that I've shared on Instagram. They're, one of them's even like a South Asian doctor. She's a psychiatrist. And I've talked about her several times and I even did a live with her. And that account actually explains a lot of things to women. And they're like, whoa. Then that's when I was even like, whoa, that's a thing, you know? So awareness is number one. And if you don't know that it even exists, then you're not going to accept it. So when I was postpartum with Karishma, I didn't know that those things existed. But in retrospect, finally, when I could take a breather, I looked back and I was like, wait a minute, I wasn't 100%. I was constantly on edge, worried, worried, worried. And so then I read about anxiety and I was like, I had postpartum anxiety. I had no idea. And then number two is not feeling ashamed and accepting it, because the one thing I can say over and over is we guilt ourselves constantly. Everybody who reaches out to me postpartum that's anonymous in my DMs, which I always, you know, have an open door when I can get to it, they always say, I feel so guilty and selfish because I feel this way. And it's that is what kills it, because you're like, I'm supposed to be a mother and why am I so selfish? Well, I would like to say that I too also have felt that way before.
I think I suffered from anxiety as well, because there were moments where I was feeling frustrated of being a mom. You know, I was frustrated that why did I give birth? Like, this is just too much pressure on myself. Thank you so much, Pinky. Actually, this was really, really enlightening. And I just could go on chatting with you forever.
But, of course.
This episode, I think, thanks a lot for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Pinky has recently started doing one-on-one consultations, and if you would like to connect with her, her Instagram handle is fitpinkrx. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.